Memorial Day edition of Rosie on the House. Visiting this morning with my good friend and remodeling expert in the Prescott area, Tom Riley of Renovations. Tom, appreciate you hanging on with me there for a few more minutes. And I just want to tell you how great it is. I mean, we've been doing this show for 30 years, and for years people would call me and say, Rosie, I've got this house in Prescott Valley, Munns Park, wherever, Kachina Village, and who do you know? And it was really by listener demand. We had to go out and find people in these other communities that we could trust. And Tom Riley was one of the first ones that joined in the central and northern Arizona area. He's been with us for over 10 years. His company's Renovations. Tom, you've been in Prescott. You've been in Prescott, what, 30 plus years?
40 years, yeah.
40 years.
Actually, 41.
So it's just.
But who's counting?
It's been a joy to be able to take the homeowners here in the valley and say, look, we've got a little bit of a network up there. Start with these guys before you do anything else. And I can't thank you enough for all the second homeowners folks you've taken care of over the years.
Well, we appreciate that too. And that we appreciate the call out. And several of our clients up here, as a matter of fact, we're just finishing up one big project right now, a whole home renovation for a client that lives in the valley and got us through the Rosie on the House network.
Well, we always, I mean, like I say, Tom's been in for 10 years. He's become a good, close friend. And, I mean, if you want to take a look at his website to see the kind of work he does, just go to renovations.com. But, Tom, I can't thank you enough. Whenever I've got questions about home ownership issues that have to do with something north of the rim or up off the desert valley floor, Tom's always the guy I go to.
Well, I appreciate that, Rosie. And that website is renovationsaz.com.
Renovationsaz.com.
And I was really interested in what you were saying about passing the cabin on, because I've got a friend whose dad built a home in the mountains, county, island, in the 50s, and they're doing the same thing. And looking at it, I mean, the foundation, Tom, looked like he cut the ponderosa tree down, and when it laid on its side, that's what he started stacking on top and up. And it's a very neat little place, great setting, great surrounding, but it isn't worth putting one dime into the cabin, yet to tear it down and build something to code is out of anyone's budget. So they all are kind of looking at each other like,
what do we do?
What do we do? And to sell it, it would have to be a cash buyer. You couldn't get
a mortgage
a lending agent to put it on here. So it very interesting that you'd said that, because I had just seen that recently.
Well, that they're getting to that point. Like I say, an awful lot of those early weekend under the ponderosa pine tree weekend getaways were fraternity brothers and six packs. And 60 years later, you got to kind of reassess that. So, Tom, again, I appreciate you joining us for this broadcast and helping me out on that deck topic. Folks, I couldn't recommend him enough, or any of our Rosie on the House partners up in Yavapai County. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Today's guest was Tom Riley of Renovations. Renovationsaz.com.